Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Jason Williams discussing Jaylen Brown needing to step up.
Every time I hear Jay Williams, I think of when he was on that show and he was going on and on about the Celtics. They hired Ime Udoka, and he's like, finally, franchise hiring their first black head coach. And I was like, wait, what?
You need to get my Larry.
Yeah, I'm like, you might want to watch Celtic City.
Yeah.
You might want to give that a rip.
You really don't even need to go all the way back to Bill Russell.
The guy before Brad Stevens.
Yeah,
even.
If you just kind of...
You were in the league against Doc Rivers.
You were literally playing against Doc Rivers coaching the Celtics.
It was a bizarre take at the time.
You think
but
you would want to
But this one I agree with. This is Jaylen Brown time.
So I was going back and looking at the game. We spent a lot of time highlighting this yesterday. Celtics are 9-2 without Tatum this year. They've won the only playoff game he ever missed. And I'd expect them to miss more of them, as we detailed earlier, going through all the specific cases. Best case scenario is Tatum comes back a year plus from now, and he's Kevin Durant, who went from being an MVP candidate and first team All-NBA to being still an All-NBA player and an All-Star, but just not quite the same player. I think that's a best case scenario coming back from the Achilles, and there's some really scary ones. Boogie Cousins, John Wall, Klay Thompson, on and on down the list. But I went back and looked at that Orlando game, too. Brown came out and had 12 points in the first quarter. I remembered him getting to the free throw line more than he did. He only took two free throws in the opening quarter against Orlando. 4 out of 7 shooting, scored the first bucket. It was a 3 that he hit early. He scored their second bucket, and he came out and set the tone early. I would expect him to come out, and his mission is to get Towns, Brunson, or both in early foul trouble. That's the mission tonight. Hunt the matchup.
Yeah.
Take him to the basket, bowl him over, bully ball. And I do think Jaylen is better at doing that consistently than Tatum. Tatum has the frame for it.
Yeah.
I don't think Tatum always wants to do it. If that's Jaylen's mission tonight, I think the Celtics can come out. I expect them to come out and win the game.
I just wonder, you know, his overall mentality. Is he going to try to do too much? And is he capable of doing that? And so I know he had a great game too without Tatum, but it's a much different atmosphere when you are playing Orlando and you are already up 1-0. Than when you're facing elimination against the Knicks.
And there's no real downside against Orlando, because even if you miss, they're not going to score at the other end. The Knicks will make it pay.
We'll get it back. Yeah, the Knicks will score. We've seen it. And so I just wonder, and we know over the years, even when he's on his way to winning finals MVP, there are times, maybe not the best ball handler, maybe not the best passer out there. And so does he just try to do too much? And is that where some of the turnovers come in or things like that? Because he has had some unbelievable games in his career. A lot of them have been with Tatum on the floor as well. So, because he can't just say, like, I have to do it. Like, Tatum's gone, I have to do it. Because that's also not giving enough credit to the other guys that they have. Like, they have other guys. Like, Derek White can score, you know, really only on threes. But he can do that. Peyton Pritchard can. I don't know about the Holiday, Horford, Porzingis trio. Like, you're going to need at least one of those guys to get going. But, yeah, Jaylen Brown, someone who has spoke about, you know, giving up to be, you know, for team success and how Tatum's the guy and all this stuff. Like, all right, here's an opportunity to really have everybody looking at you. And if you pull out even just this game, he's going to get a tremendous amount of credit.
Who do you start tonight? I heard Wiggy and Greg and everybody talking about this, so I think we're going to go with the same lineup. What's your starting five?
I would go Peyton Pritchard into the starting lineup with Jrue Holiday, Derek White, Jaylen Brown, very small, and Kristaps Porzingis. Because I'm with Tim Welsh when he was on our show before. Even if you have a bit of a minutes restriction, I don't know why you don't start him. He's always a starter on this team. So I would keep that the same. Horford is usually off the bench unless somebody is banged up or whatever. Then they usually toss him in there. But maybe he'd be a little bit more comfortable coming off the bench because he has not played particularly well in this series. So I would change it up a little bit. They haven't had problems with starts. However, they've had Tatum for the first 4 games of the series. So I would insert sort of that offensive spark in Peyton Pritchard.
So same exact lineup. Okay. I do the exact same thing. Start Pritchard, and I get Porzingis back in there. Horford's off the bench. I don't know what you're doing off the bench tonight. I'd probably lean mostly on those six guys. Is Hauser back? If he is, he can play.
Horford, Hauser, and then I guess, you know,
maybe Cornette some minutes.
Yeah, Cornette.
Here and there.
I mean, when Mitchell Robinson's out there, maybe just to get in his way and hopefully he doesn't get offensive rebounds, put Cornette out there.
But, you know, you're gonna need Drew Holiday's been bad. And maybe he has an excuse, but yeah. Drew Holiday outside of game one has been
game
bad.
Game one, he was good, right?
Derek White needs to shoot something other than three-pointers. Mm-hmm. Jaylen Brown needs to not turn it over a million times. And you need something out of Porzingis. And I think all of those are reasonable, but you're going to need a couple of those things to go right in the game tonight. But I'm with you. I do the exact same lineup. I think when Brunson's out there, Pritchard can be out there. That's not a terrible matchup for Pritchard. Brunson's bigger and more stout than Pritchard is, but I think that's a comparable matchup. That's a decent match for him. And I get Porzingis back out there, and I try to get him going early as well. Jaylen needs to get going. I think Jaylen will start on time. He did it again. The only example we have when Tatum missed a playoff game. I would try to get Porzingis going early too. Maybe you can't. He's been so bad, really, all postseason. But
I have the least confidence in him. Far and away the least confidence.
I'll be honest, I don't have much in Drew. But I'd like to be
fair,
wrong about that.
Fair, but at least we saw it in game one, right? You got to go back to
the Orlando series.
The Orlando series for Porzingis. And
even,
not only that.
Even his best game, he didn't shoot great in that game. He had 20 and 10, but he didn't shoot great.
No. I'm telling you, a long ways away from getting sliced open on the forehead, getting stitches, having his WWE moment, and getting the fans all fired up. Now it's, you know, I think, OG Anunoby last game had 20 points for the Knicks. In this series, Porzingis has 20 points. Like, that's not going to get it done.
Dang.
That should be an overwhelming advantage for
the Celtics. But at the same time, like, the Knicks in Game 5 on the road, part of my calculus with the Knicks is I expect them to coast a little bit tonight. Maybe they come out on time, like you said.
Yeah.
But if the Celtics get up, they might not have the fight in them they've had in these other games because they know they have a home game in Game 6 waiting.
Yeah, at home. That happens.
There's no Tate. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
In, you know, all these series, I think. It'll happen in the NHL. It'll happen in MLB. I think it'll happen
in the
NBA.
Although it didn't happen last night with my Cavs.
Cavs came out quick. And they didn't have much response.
No.
So we'll get to them. But I think as much of it is about New York rolling over and saying, we'll just get him at home. I don't necessarily trust Anunoby, Bridges, all those guys to show up tonight. They haven't shown up consistently in all these games. They're on the road. I don't expect all those guys to show up.
You know, it's funny, though, with Jaylen Brown, this is so much different than the Orlando series, too. Not only because of what's at stake, but your mindset now, if you're Brown, and I know you don't want to think too far ahead, but you're the guy for the foreseeable future. This isn't like, oh, we got Tatum back in game 6. Nope, you don't. You don't have him back next season. Like, so now he's also got to be thinking a little bit, all right, so this is the start of what could be what this group looks like. We know they're going to probably peel off another contract or two, but like, I'm going to be the guy. I'm going to be the attention from the other team tonight, hopefully on Friday, hopefully much longer, and then all of next season. Like, I'm going to have this same role.
Part of me thinks he relishes that. We're going to find out.
I think so, too.
I think he's been waiting for it. So
I'll tell you my example. The 93 Bulls, they win 57 games in the regular season, and then they win the title, and then Michael Jordan decides to play baseball. There's nothing else going on.
No,
he just wanted to play the great game of baseball.
Just, you know, his dad liked baseball, so he decided to play baseball.
The next year, they basically bring back that team minus Jordan. They win 55 games in the regular season. Scottie Pippen leads the team in like every category. They sweep the Cavs in the first round. They play the Knicks, the Patrick Ewing Knicks, who end up going to the finals. They lose in seven games.
Yeah.
And so for the people that are already, and I know this is a separate conversation, but for the people that are like getting the lottery, tank, trade for picks, it's like, what about that? You think the Bulls, after Jordan left, thought they really had much of a chance?
Seriously.
And they were pretty damn competitive.
I mean, 50 games and like the 4 seed, I think, is a reasonable goal for them next year without Tatum. They still have enough talent to do that. They have enough talent to win tonight for sure. So you guys can jump in on that. 617-779-7937. Johnny's in Brooklyn. Hello, Johnny.
What's up, guys? Thanks so much for taking my call. And I completely agree. I think the calls for them to trade all their pieces and go young really don't make a lot of sense when you're going to try to integrate that with Tatum when he comes back. I just want to say about Porzingis, I mean, reminiscent of Sean Bradley in Space Jam, I've never seen anything like it, where a guy just goes from being great to being absolutely terrible.
They took his powers.
Like the aliens took
sure
his...
Did. Yeah, I think
they
you're
took
right.
his powers. Yeah. But, you know, before Tatum got hurt, the Celtics were about to go down 3-1, and I really think Missoula has had a brutal, brutal series. Their offensive approach is just terrible. I mean, I guess things would definitely be different with a healthy Porzingis, but man, I don't know. So, what do you guys think? Is it more about the injuries, or is it the approach?
No, no, no. It's not about the injuries.
No, I think it's the players first. I think
me too.
I think Missoula has been bad. I think he's been out-coached. You thought at least you're going to get a wash.
Yeah.
And or advantage Missoula, and I think he's been terrible.
Yeah.
But it's also a coach in the NBA, so like, how much credit and or how much blame can you really hand out?
I didn't love Missoula specifically in, what was it,
game two,
thank you,
yeah.
Where he should have called a timeout to bail out Tatum. The Hakimich stuff was super annoying.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to find out. I mean, if their offensive approach improves without Tatum, you're going to know that Tatum was a big problem in this series. Tatum was great in game four. I think a big reason they're down is Tatum. He was horrendous in the fourth quarter of game one and two. So we're about to find out. The beauty of this injury, if there is a silver lining, is we're about to find out. Was it Tatum? Is it Missoula? A lot of people want to blame Missoula. Let's find out. If their offensive approach improves without Tatum, we're going to have some idea. Mm-hmm. Tatum was a big factor in why they were down, which is my suspicion. So you can jump in. 617-779-7937. Keith mentioned the Cavs are out.
Oh, man.
Which it does really make you wonder what could have been with a wide-open Eastern Conference. We'll get to that next.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
The shame of all of it for the Celtics is that you have Jason Tatum out now. Down 3-1, and you would have been down 3-1 even with a healthy Tatum. I think Tatum's a big factor in why you're down in the series. We'll see if any of that gets fixed tonight in Game 5. We now know it's the Pacers waiting for you in the Eastern Conference Finals if you get there. And that just feels like such a giant missed opportunity, Keith. The Pacers,
yeah.
Again.
Yep.
And maybe I'm guilty of underestimating the Pacers. You just heard their back-to-back years in the Eastern Conference Final. But we were worried about Cleveland. We're worried about some of the teams out west. I mean, I was never once worried about Indiana, and
no.
Now that's what would separate you from the NBA Finals next round if you get there. That's just such a missed opportunity.
No, it is, to the point where you feel like, you know, and maybe we underestimated the Knicks, and so maybe the same thing would apply to the Pacers. But if the Celtics were up 3-1, then Tatum got hurt, and they found a way to win one game against the Knicks, all they needed was one to move on to the next round. I think I'd take the Celtics without Tatum over the Pacers.
To beat the Pacers.
I'd probably be wrong.
Right.
But I think I would. But like
the
that,
deficit's so drastic. 3-1 is so drastic.
Yeah, because I like Cleveland all year, and we saw those games in the regular season. Cleveland played the Celtics really, really tough. They have the best closer in that series. They have a couple of big guys that could cause problems. I like Darius Garland more than you do. But they got some guys on that team. Like, that would have been, a hard-fought-out series. That might have been one where even Porzingis' health and his contribution would be a big factor, and you don't even have to face them. It looked like a Cavs-Celtics collision course all year long.
Yeah,
and now it's gonna be Pacers-Knicks. Like, this is 1995.
Is there any chance the Pacers are just legit and we're sleeping on them?
Yes.
I don't feel that way, but there's a chance the Pacers, I don't appreciate them. I don't respect it. I don't get it.
So,
I look at them and I go, Siakam's good.
I agree.
Halliburton's good.
See, I think Halliburton's better than good. I think Halliburton's like,
he's
I think
great.
He's all, yeah, I mean, if you think everybody who's all NBA is great, I guess it depends on what your barometer is. I think he's going to be all NBA, maybe second or third team, but still, he's all NBA player.
Halliburton or Jaylen Brown?
Oh, Halliburton. I think Halliburton's better. Yeah.
Okay, but I'm just saying, at least at best, that's a coin toss, right?
But Brown, to me, like, we were joking about it. Remember, we did this because he was trying to like play in the number of games to qualify. Me and Terp both had him on like the fourth team. If there was a fourth team. I mean, they're similar. It's like Brunson, Halliburton, Brown.
Oh, I think they're all.
Everybody might have a different.
I agree.
Order.
I think they're all very similar.
But
I would take Brunson over Jaylen Brown. I don't think I'd take Halliburton over.
But
Jaylen.
As a Celtics fan, it's funny to say, all right, the first team to the Eastern Conference Finals starts Aaron Nesmith, but like he's good. Like he's actually pretty good. Like I can shoot, but obviously couldn't really get on the court here. It was a non-factor here. Nobody was sad when he got traded away. But how about that? Was that Danny Ainge's last draft or second to last draft where he got Aaron Nesmith and Peyton Pritchard at 14 and 26?
After years of whiffing on picks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. After years of J.R. Giddens and Juwan Johnson and all these scrubs. I mean, that is pretty good job. 14 and 26 to get two players like that.
Couple of texts. Guys, the Pacers have the best record in the NBA since January. They're legit. Is that true?
I mean, if it's on the text line.
Okay.
No, the Pacers are, like, they're just, they're a little bit different. They're very balanced. All five guys are going to score, like, a double figures. Miles Turner's solid. Siakam, like you said, is good.
You mentioned this the other day, too.
Playoff Nimhard.
That's true. They're a well-coached team.
And they're coached up, yeah.
This might be one of the teams where, you know, you see the coaching difference. If you think Mazzulla holds the Celtics back, and a lot of you do, and I don't think he's a net positive by any means.
Yeah.
But I think he's more neutral than anything. Then Carlisle's the guy who might get Carlisle's more good. Out of the team.
They have no depth, but I mean, their starting lineup is good. And those guys play well together. And it's hard to say, all right, let's take this guy out. Or if we can limit, you know, if we can limit Brunson, we can be like, what are you doing? Halliburton had a big scoring night last night, but he's not always doing that. No. Like, they're very, very balanced.
If the Celtics get there, I still think they can beat that team. I don't think that's a daunting hurdle for them. You got to win three straight against New York. But waiting for you is the Indiana Pacers, and I think you can beat that team.
I'm trying to think who they're like who, what this Pacers team, you know, from the last 20 years. Is there a team that was, like, pesky? You always were wondering how, and yet they had, like, a lot of playoff success.
The Heat. The
Butler Heat. Honestly, they might be a little bit good one.
That is a really good one.
Good one. They might be
the
like
Heat,
that.
He got
good
the coach, two NBA finals.
Good coach, one really good player, and like decent depth.
Yeah.
Or not depth, but like a decent five they can put on the floor. Yeah, maybe.
That's a decent comp.
But you never truly felt they were a title contender. I never thought Jimmy Butler was going to win the title with the Heat. I never thought that. I don't think the Pacers are going to win the title.
No.
But if it's Pacers, T-Wolves in the NBA finals.
Yeah. I don't think the Pacers are going to beat New York. I don't think they would beat the Celtics. And
I think the Pacers might beat New York.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we may have to talk about that coming up.
But this is also me just being an idiot about New York. I've picked against New York every series. They're going to literally win the title. I don't think so, guys.
I'm an idiot about the Pacers. Yeah. Let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937. Sorja is in Mansfield. Hello, Sorja.
Jones and Keith, how are we today?
Very good.
Prayers up for JT, my man. And really quick here, I would just love to see the guys, you know, just rally and get the W tonight. It would be really tough to, like, you know, lose tonight. And I think, Keith, the comparison to the Bulls is so interesting because this really feels like the last dance for the Celtics in the sense that, like, we know the roster is going to be totally different next year. So I'm saying, let's get the W tonight at the Real Garden, and let's go for three straight. Why not?
Okay. You got to win one. You got to get that first one out of the way.
The Bulls did, with their last dance, still have Michael Jordan. I mean, that was a useful piece.
I was talking more about the 93 to 94. Yeah. Like, life without Jordan wasn't, hey, let's tank and try to get a good pick.
Right.
Let's try to get...
You're talking about the season in between.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They weren't like, let's tank and try to get Joe Smith. They went out there and played.
Yeah.
And they made it. They game seven against the Knicks in the second round without Jordan. Pretty good.
Again, you said those Bulls won 55 games. That sounds a little high.
Yeah.
Without Jordan that year.
Yeah. They did get Kukoc, so they did add a good player, but like it was all Pippen.
But 50 games in like the four or the five seed, and you win around next year, I think that's reasonable without Jason Tatum.
And you get the point of that story, too, which I didn't really land the plane on this, is 2 years later, I guess a year and a half later, you get Jordan back. So you don't want to blow it up and then be like, hey, Tatum's back. Now what? No, keep it as close to together as you can.
I agree with that.
And then you're the like, all right, 2 years from now.
The people who are like, trade Jalen.
Like,
no.
What the hell?
See what you get out of Jalen next year.
Yep.
And then 2 years from now, you
That's
still have
play.
Tatum and Brown. Yep. Why would you want to break that up? I really don't get that. 617-779-7937. I'll be disappointed if they don't win tonight.
Same.
I said that all day yesterday. I'll repeat it. They should win tonight and put pressure on New York. If they don't do that, I'll think a lot less of them. And if they just pack it in because their best player got hurt when they can still match New York talent for talent, that would disappoint me. And I think more of the team than I think a lot of you out there do. Everybody all upset with me saying I think they can win without Tatum. I think a lot more highly of them than apparently a lot of you do. 617-779-7937. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to some Would You Rathers about a half an hour from now at 11:30. Terp is going to join us at high noon for some very somber and yet pure hoops.
The saddest yet purest of hoops.
So stay tuned for that at high noon. Let's get to the Red Sox. They've done it again, Keith.
Oh, my God.
They
these
have
guys.
Done it again. Let's do it next.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.